RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
25 minutes to 9 this Friday morning, and Des Cahill is here with the sports.
Yeah, hi on you. In a moment we're going to hear from Beavan Parsons looking ahead to tomorrow's big game for the Irish women's rugby team. But first, reaction to last night's Europa League quarterfinals, where Arsenal produced the performance of the night. They travelled to Prague and beat Slavia 4-0 to advance 5-1 on aggregate. Two goals from Lacazette and one each from Pepe and Saka. Arsenal will now face the Spanish side Villarreal, who beat Dinamo Zagreb 2-1 last night, 3-1 on aggregate. This was the reaction of Arsenal's young midfielder Bukayo Saka.
I think we showed real character, you know, because obviously we got the first one and then it was disallowed. It took quite a while, and I heard it's only, you know, just a fraction offside for Emil, so it's a bit disappointing for him not to get his goal, because I think he deserved it. But, you know, we kept going. We got the first one again with Nico, then the second with Lacon, and I got one myself. So I think we was really strong in the first half, and we pretty much killed the game in the first half.
And what you did as well was manage the game. I mean, it was so different to last week. What has changed in a week, Bukayo?
No, I feel like in the first leg, you know, we played really well. We just weren't clinical. You know, we missed a few chances. And if we did take our chances, it would have been a similar game, you know. But credit to the manager and all the coaching staff. I think the way they set us up, you know, the way we pressed and they couldn't get out, and the control we had over the game, the movements, the rotations, I think they couldn't stop us. So I think, yeah, we did really well in that department.
Elsewhere, Manchester United beat Granada 2-0 at Old Trafford. Edison Cavani and a late own goal earned United a 4-0 aggregate win. In the semi-finals, Manchester United will meet Roma. Roma drew 1-1 with Ajax last night and advanced 3-2 on aggregate. The Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer explained why he substituted Paul Pogba at half-time.
I think, you know, sometimes in the game, Paul wants to win so much, and he went into a couple of tackles after his yellow card as well, and I thought, nah, I don't want to risk that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Even though he played well, as you said.
Yeah, and obviously you don't want to risk him missing potentially the first leg of a semi-final.
Of course, we've missed three today, and, you know, the season's been hard enough as it is anyway.
Yeah, now, you'll know now, obviously, as we do, that it's Roma.
Yeah.
In the semi-final.
Yep.
Thoughts on them? I don't know how much you've had a chance to see much of them.
I've not really seen too much of them. I know that they've had two good games against Ajax. They defend well, as the Italians always do, of course. Experienced team, and we all know Dzeko, so any ball in the box is a dangerous one.
Now, there are two games tonight in the Airtricity Premier Division. Waterford play Bohemians at 5:45 and Derry City meet Drogheda at 7:45. It's live on RTE2. There's also a full programme in the First Division, while in England, Everton host Tottenham. Ipswich have told midfielder Alan Judge he will not be appearing for the club again this season so as not to trigger a 12-month contract extension. They announced on their website the 32-year-old has made 29 starts for them this season, and if he plays one more game, he would automatically get a new deal at Portman Road. In golf, Leona Maguire added an excellent round of 67 to her opening 68. She's on 9 under par at the halfway stage of the Lotte Championship in Hawaii. She's just two shots off the main group, but the clear leader is Yuko Sasso of the Philippines, who shot a marvellous 63 and is 16 under par. Stephanie Meadow shot around a 70 and a 7 under par. Meanwhile, the Australian Cameron Smith shot a brilliant 62 at the Heritage event. He's 9 under par. Shane Lowry 1 under. Graham McDowell is 2 over. Now, the Irish women's rugby team to play France tomorrow in the Six Nations is unchanged from the side that beat Wales last Saturday. We're going to hear from one of the stars of that victory now, Beavan Parsons. She's a great attitude. She was asked about tomorrow's game being the big event of this weekend, whereas last week their game clashed with the Grand National and the Leinster Exeter game. So does the extra attention bring extra pressure?
We welcome it. You know, I welcome it with open arms. I love it. Bring it on. If there's more people watching, and if we're sort of creating a fan base and keeping young girls in sport and they have role models to look up to, that's a great thing in my eyes. You know, yeah, there might be added pressure and, you know, definitely there's more accountability there if there's a lot of people watching, but I welcome it with open arms, definitely. You know, we've really had to put our hand up for selection this time around. So those inter-squad games were like test matches. We were fighting for a spot, and that kept it fresh because I was preparing for that inter-squad match the same way I prepared for Wales with analysis and that type of thing. And then, you know, kudos to Gracie and Kira Griffin, our captain for keeping us fresh and keeping us motivated. You know, that's not an easy task to keep 35, 40 people, if you count management, you know, really enthusiastic and really pushing forward. But we haven't qualified for a World Cup yet. That's my goal, is to come World Cup qualifier, you know, be a shoo-in to win that and to qualify. So motivation isn't lacking on that standpoint. But yeah, of course, there's ebbs and flows and ups and downs. You know, France are a whole different beast altogether. They're really going to test us on set piece. They're going to test us with their back three are world class. They'll probably bring in a lot more of a kicking game. So we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We're definitely happy with the win in Wales, but we have a few things to rectify come France. And we know that there'll be a bigger opposition, definitely.
That's Bevan Parsons. The Ireland-France game kicks off at 2:15. It's live on RT Radio and Television tomorrow. In racing, no joy for Aidan O'Brien in the Craven Stakes, where victory went to Master of the Seas for trainer Charlie Appleby, who had a 1-2. And racing at home is at Ballinrobe this evening. The first race goes off at 4:20.